The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, welcome and thank you so much, as always, for joining me. I am so excited about this segment because, as you all know, I kind of turned this whole term, primary care provider, on its head. And I think, hey, shouldn't we all be primarily in charge of providing care for ourselves and our families? So I have the lovely author of an amazing book that might help just save a life, and this life would be your own and your family's. It's called The Doctor's Book of Natural Health Remedies. Peg Moline, welcome to the show.
Hi, Holly. How are you?
I am really excited to have you here because, literally, I always say, you know, when I go out and lecture, I'm like, hey, how many people have a PCP, a primary care provider? And, you know, half the room, you know, get their hand up. And I was like, okay, everybody should have had their hand up because I think everybody should be your own primary care provider. Don't you think?
Yes, I totally think that. And that's exactly why we did the book, because we know that people need to be involved in their own health care. They know it. And this just gives them some tools to learn how to do it themselves.
You got to, yeah, you got to think about it because the healthcare costs are rising, insurance system completely in flux, doctors and hospitals seem to be overwhelmed and otherwise occupied. and so
right.
I think any tool that we can give people to empower them to take back power over their health is awesome. So why is it called the doctor's book? Are you a doctor?
I'm not a doctor, but through my years as the editor-in-chief of Natural Health Magazine and Fit Pregnancy Magazine, I've met doctors who research, who recommend, who practice. This is all information from them, from studies, from recommendations of doctors, chiropractors, acupuncturists, yoga therapists, naturopaths, of course, homeopathists. They're, everything is backed by a study or a doctor recommendation. So that's where the doctor's book comes in.
So you are the doctor filter. You are the doctor filter, and then you're able, and you're the platform. You got those voices out, and I love that because I think the book is extremely amazing, and it's essential for every single person, to have. So there are a lot of books out there. I mean, every single day I see another self-help book. I see a natural healing book. One of the things, you know, that I try to do in my television show, Myth Define, was try to help people sort of sift through the myths and misconceptions and certainly the seductive marketing regarding health and all of that stuff. But so how is this book different? How is this book different? What are the points of differentiation for this
book? What we tried to do with this book was to put everything in one place, information on how to treat all kinds of conditions from sexual dysfunction to addiction, with things that you can do yourself or that you can do with very minimal intervention, things like meditation for stress, acupuncture for weight management, hypnotherapy, all sorts of things from self-help to integrative health. So you can use yourself, you can do things by yourself, and you can also involve an integrative physician or other kind of doctor in your health care as well. And this is how you can do it. And it's also very funny. It's a funny book.
Oh, good. Oh, my gosh. See, I think laughter increases serotonin, which ails a lot of things, I believe.
And so I agree.
I love that. And the other thing, too, you know, I always say that there's value in all systems of medicine. And I think that any resource that you have out there that points people to perhaps another modality or another system of medicine like Ayurvedic or homeopathy or naturopathic medicine is really great because people for a long, long time, just like we've been in a patriarchal society for a long, long time, and I think we're eking over to the middle part again, I think that, you know, the conventional Western paradigm of medicine, this reductionistic medicine, has been full throttle for a long, long time, and I think people are slowly but surely, I mean, I see it every day, a consumer-driven movement to open up, to understand that there are more comprehensive ways of thinking about health and medicine. There are more modalities that are, I say alternative to what, but alternative to certainly conventional Western reductionist medicine. And I think that's just such a great resource. So I want to ask you this, because I get this question all the time, and I think there's a lot of nomenclature and vocabulary in our world, in this space, I should say, that get people confused. And I hate that, because I hate when people are confused, because then I feel that they're frustrated and we can't
they
do
get
the empowerment
frustrated
piece.
And afraid, right?
Yes. What? How do you explain homeopathy to somebody?
Oh, for instance, okay, homeopathy, what we really tried to do with this book was explain things in that a layperson can understand. So, for instance, homeopathy is basically governed by two simple concepts. One is that like cures like, meaning that the remedies are derived from substances that induce symptoms that are similar to the illness. For instance, a remedy for insomnia might be made from highly diluted coffee. So it, you know, logically it doesn't make sense, but what they believe, a homeopathist believes, is that your body will, these substances will help the body heal itself. The second one is that law of potentiation, which calls for the use of highly diluted substances so that you're not going to have a really extreme reaction to anything. It's really good for treating chronic illnesses like pain and viruses. Colds and flu.
That's great. I mean, I think it is hard sometimes for folks to get to wrap their mind around. I always use the example of Roustox, or you know, if you get poison ivy or poison oak, you know, what would you want to do? Well, give a highly diluted, you know, remedy of this same plant, and they're like, wait, what? But it works.
It's almost like how vaccines work. You know, if you think of it like that, that's kind of how our vaccines work. Not exactly, but there's a similarity there.
Sure, absolutely. And I think just being able to be gentle and get this information out and open people's minds to that, because I always say, because, you know, the Hippocratic Oath, first do no harm. Homeopathy is the ultimate, I think, of doing no harm.
Right.
It certainly can be adjunct to anything. Now, you also, because I know you have a book signing tonight, actually, and then you're going to serve herbal tea, but you talk a lot about medicinal qualities of herbs, yes?
Right. I love herbs. I think that one of the big things about herbs is that many of our medicines are made from herbs, right? They're plant-based, but the herb actually has the whole plant. So you get all these elements that you might not get from a highly processed, prescription drug, but there are herbs that there are so many conditions that you can sort of help it not become an extreme condition. You can catch it while it's mild and then maybe even prevent it from getting worse. I'm a big believer in the power of herbs for digestive and inflammatory conditions. Boswellia, turmeric, curcumin, all of those things are really popular, and they're very, very safe and effective.
They're natural, safe, and effective. I mean, I think those are my three mantras when it comes to botanical medicines.
Right.
And I got to tell you, you know, I'm an naturopathic doctor. Let me tell you something. I had to take pharmacology, the 2 years, three quarters of it each. I had to understand the mechanism of action of drugs and prescription medications. What was more difficult for me from an education perspective is the pharmacognosy of all of these plants, because they are so powerful. Mm-hmm. There are plant compounds that are so effective, and I'm so happy that you have written about that. So listen, we've got about 45 seconds. I want mostly for you to tell our listeners where in the heck can they get this lovely resource called The Doctor's Book of Natural Health Remedies.
Well, we're on Amazon, so you can search by The Doctor's Book of Natural Health Remedies, or you can search by my name, Peg Moline. That's the easiest way to get it. Bookstore signing today in Manhattan Beach at Pages. Those are the best two ways.
All right, Amazon, we got Peg Moline. That's Moline. Search for her. Grab it, download it. You can follow us on Twitter or Facebook at Your Radio MD. Thanks so much for listening.